Welcome back. It was the tweet heard round the world. 1 year ago, the New York Times ran its front page story about movie producer Harvey Weinstein's alleged sexual assaults, shortly followed by Ronan Farrow's piece in The New Yorker. One of the people reading about Weinstein was the actor Alyssa Milano. She sent out this tweet and then went to sleep. If you've been sexually harassed or assaulted, write "me too" as a reply to this tweet. Well, she woke up to tens of thousands of responses and the realization she had kick-started the quote "Me Too" movement, an idea actually that was founded in 2006 by the activist Tarana Burke. Well, both Milano and Burke were at the Kavanaugh hearings last week to support Christine Blasey Ford, with Milano easily seen on TV sitting behind Kavanaugh. And joining me now from Southern California is Alyssa Milano, and from New York, Tarana Burke. Welcome to both of you. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much for having us.
Tarana Burke, let me start with you. And you heard me play earlier the quote from Christine Blasey Ford, where she talked about her fear of coming out and simply stepping in front of a train that was already headed to its destination. What are the repercussions of that?
Well, I mean, the repercussions will remain to be seen, but I think her stepping out was something that we needed to have happen in this movement. It's been largely focused on Hollywood and on individual bad actors. And I think her coming forward really set the stage for survivors to have a different role in this movement than we've seen over the last year.
Alyssa Milano, the journalist Sally Quinn wrote in her memoir last year about an attempted rape by a now-deceased Senator John Tower when she was a college student in the 60s. When John Tower was nominated to be the defense secretary in 1989, she was asked about it, and she declined to talk about it with the FBI. Well, a reporter at The New Yorker, Susan Glasser, asked her about it. Let me show you what Susan Glasser wrote. She said,
Liv Clinton, what's up? Beauty and that, sitting to my left. Gosh almighty, what a big bunch of guests we have here tonight. Wow, what an extravaganza. And what a fucking weird weekend. What with all this, what's with anti-fascists being so against fascism and everything? It's like, great. Fascism is great.
Why can't everybody just love fascism, you know?
I don't
love.
Know. Come on, come together, you know? Get with the fucking program. Get out. You don't like it? Get out. There's a funny version of that video that we opened with, and that wasn't it. So, the world's worst pedophile admitted to 900 rapes. More than 900 rapes and sexual assaults. 22 years and 6 months he got for that. 22 years and 6 months. Seems a little light to me, Drew.
Look at this guy.
There he is.
900, right?
Sounds like the best.
Good looking guy, yeah. He's a very talented pedophile. He's found his calling. Of course, who isn't a good pedophile when you got a gun? Yeah. I mean, like, it's not like it takes any charm to put a gun to some kid's head. Well, you tell me if he's a pedophile. He's gold tooth Victor Leshavsky. Victor Leshavsky, gold toothed, 37 years old, treated the victims as his personal harem, sexual slaves. Leshavsky admitted his guilt to all charges, but he refused to give evidence at his closed door trial in Komsomolsk on Amur in the Russian Far East. Man, this is really far away. Some Dr. Zhivago shit. This is really far. This is like, I mean, like shit that happens there, you just kind of go, well, they're drinking out of a fucking goat's bladder anyway. I mean, like, how is this really that much worse to suck some fucking guy's cock?
How do you even find out about it?
I mean, how did we even hear about this, Rich?
he broke the record, so, you know, everybody's excited.
Yeah, this will be in Guinness, I think. Yeah.
Broke more than a record.
And they'll break it in China next week. You know?
He's breaking records. Yeah, he's breaking hymens.
Now that's what I call.
That's what I call rape.
I mean, you just can't get any rapier. Joining me here, Lauren Order. Hey, Lauren.
Hi.
Nice to see you. Well, you're looking very punk rockish and perky.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're sort of like a bizarro Katie Couric. I hear all the time. What have you been up to?
Oh, I've been traveling the United States.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Really doing what? Turning tricks?
Out
hanging out with Antifa. Oh, fuck that. Come on, I thought you were a good fascist.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
People need to get on board with fascism, I think. You've been hanging out with your boys? Going around the country? Did you go to Vegas?
I did not go to Vegas.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Everywhere but there. Yeah, fuck that little burg. And you've been in New York your whole life, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Long Island. New York and Long Island.
Yeah. Well, Long Island's New York. I mean, some weird shit happens there, too. Occasionally, a schizophrenic will cut somebody's head off or drown somebody in a pool. That's really the best of the best.
We do rich murders out in Long Island.
Yeah, yeah, drowned in a pool.
Yeah,
really nice.
They're like high class, like, you know.
Yeah.
Not your everyday average sociopath.
You would think so, yeah. They will throw somebody, the kid threw his brother off a roof. He was schizophrenic. That happened, like, what, 2 weeks ago? I'm looking at you like you know, Rich.
He was there.
Rich, how's the marriage going, the separation marriage?
Not too well.
Oh, really? Is she back?
She went away for a meditation weekend and
oh Christ,
came back in a new person now.
Oh really? She's in a better mood?
Well, without me, yeah.
As soon as she gets back, it's all fucked up.
Oh yeah, she seems to be doing real well. She's okay.
Yeah, I had one of those too. My wife went away for some kind of weird weekend where she did all kinds of weird shit with a bunch of weird women. Came back and she was like, she was real peaceful for half an hour. And then it was back to the same old cunt.
We'll see. I just saw her very quickly at the laundromat, and we exchanged some stuff, and she went her way, and
yeah,
told me how good she feels and how she made the right decision. And
you're like, yeah, enjoy folding the socks.
So you're still doing her laundry?
No, I was splitting up the rest of the stuff we had that we had left there. But
there's no better place to do that than a laundromat.
In front of witnesses.
Yeah, it guarantees it won't go on any longer than it has to.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely not turning into a booty call.
No, it was more like a pat, like a grandmotherly pat. Like, I was like, oh, wow.
A grandmotherly pat.
Yeah, that's what I felt. I was like, oh, thanks, Nana.
You got any Native American in you?
Yes, please.
I think our other guest over here has more Native American in it. What's your name again? You, I'm looking right at you.
Alex.
No, not you. Talk about the guy in front of the mic.
Oh, me, Johnny.
Yeah. Johnny Avanti.
Avanti, Azari.
Azari.
Yeah.
I know that this is one of my best friends for many years. Johnny is a musician extraordinaire. Do you have a clip of Johnny we can look at?
I don't know. Do I?
I think you do. You should, right?
Let's see what I can find.
Did you send that?
Johnny sent the email. Yeah.
Johnny sent the email. He refers to himself in the Johnny person.
George is down.
Well, George is getting upset. Johnny's getting upset. By the way, make sure you vote for Vicky Paladino if you live in the 11th district. God knows it's so important to elect Republicans these days because we have to. Fascism. Make no mistake, I'm not kidding. We need fascism. Who do we have here? The White Knight on the phone, is that right?
Mm.
Oh boy, let's hear what the White Knight has to say.
Greetings, Pat. This is the White Knight.
Hi.
Glory of social justice.
Ooh. Yes, a real NPC.
Pat, I wanted to talk to you about the vicious beatings carried out by that Nazi organization called the Proud Boys.
What? What are you talking about? They're a fine group of young men, aren't they?
Absolutely Nazis, Pat. Who are you kidding?
Well, yeah. I mean, they're Nazis, sure.
I mean, did you see what happened in the news? You must be paying attention.
Well, you say that like it's a bad thing. You know, you hurl a word like that as a pejorative. You know, what?
How else am I supposed to interpret the word Nazi, Pat?
Well, I guess that's the point. Some people, their PR is not that good. You know what? Okay, I get your point. But you know what? I think they're a good bunch of guys. It seems to me like there was a misunderstanding of some kind.
Really? As far as I can tell, a group of freedom fighters from Antifa decided to assault a confirmed Nazi group and was beaten till they wept. How is that right?
Yeah, I mean, those guys are sensitive, you know, and they should be handled a little bit more gently, I suppose.
Come on, Pat, you should be more progressive. I mean, I believe we should be able to assault anyone we don't like as long as we know our opinion is the right one.
Well, of course. I mean, that justifies everything, right? I mean, just on...
I mean, they got a bottle of piss thrown at them. Boo-fucking-who, Pat.
All right.
Back in the day, we used to drop pots of boiling tar on people we disagree with. I mean, they got off light.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, I guess I would rather have piss than boiling tar.
Damn right. You can't wash that off, I tell you right now.
Yeah. It sounds like it's just a prelude for a bad burn and a life of social ostracization.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. And I mean, you know what, Pat? These Proud Boys, they think they're so tough. We're the ones that are taking all the risks. I mean,
really?
The Proud Boys are stronger. They have more testosterone than we do.
Yeah?
I mean, I hear some of them even work out.
Not that. Well, they're young.
How am I supposed to build muscle mass when the only thing I can properly digest is soy?
You know what I mean? But isn't that a choice?
Pat, I can't eat meat, all right?
Okay.
My system does not allow it.
Well, that's too bad. I hate to hear that. So you have to arm yourself with things like bike locks and ball bearings.
Absolutely. We are a weak bunch.
Yeah. Some guy had
a
saw.
On top of that, the Proud Boys, they have Lord Humongous. Despite what people say, he isn't a reasonable man, I tell you right now.
Oh, come now. He's a proud boy. I mean, like, surely, you know, you guys can find a way to get along. I don't know why Antifa and...
You know, Pat, you're very defensive about that. I mean, I've heard things in the news. I might understand you have some sort of loose affiliation with these hoodlums.
Oh, yeah. No, I have a tight affiliation with them, yes. I'm one of those hoodlums.
That is completely shocking, Pat.
Well, you know.
And then I heard you talk about Vicky Palladino. Really?
Really?
Yes. I had you know that female Twitter lawyers are working on this case, and now it's coming out that Vicky Palladino orchestrated the entire attack.
Well, good for her.
Really?
Yes, really, really.
I can't believe your statements, Pat. They're ridiculous.
Well, it's a comedy show. White Knight. I mean, you know, see? It's all for laughs.
How dare you make me laugh?
You feel violated, eh?
I do.
Well.
Well, Pat, I'm late for a protest. I spent enough time talking to this Nazi lover.
Well, let me...
I need to take a bath now.
Well, yeah, you should go take one of those really hot, long bleach showers. And here's the other thing. I just have one more question. How about your Pocahontas there, huh? Well, she turned
what
out to be a real disappointment.
We need to believe women regardless of their ethnic background, Pat.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Thank you very much, White Knight. I appreciate
that. Well.
My goodness. He's really pissed.
Oh.
He came in with a head full of steam. Not a lot else. We have an audience tonight. We have people in the audience. Alex, is that what you're saying?
Yeah,
man, you're a classy guy. You've invented all sorts of things, haven't you?
Did what?
Didn't you invent some things?
Yeah.
Like a greenhouse or something?
Yeah,
a
greenhouse, yeah.
Oh.
I wanted to sell it to Gavin.
Yeah.
I have an invention that
thanks for the explanation.
Yeah,
appreciate it. Okay. And this gentleman here, hey, how do you do?
Yeah. Like when you grow
weed.
Well, you know, it's just he has a good, he's developed a certain way of growing plants.
Marijuana
and that's all
plants?
We don't care to know.
Mushrooms?
We don't care to know.
Any psychedelic?
We really don't care to know. We don't pursue it. Trust me.
It's like
trust
a guy
me.
Who has a soundproof basement, doesn't he?
Yeah, and there's a good reason for it.
I was going to ask him.
He has over 900 girls down there.
Yeah. For the record.
Actually, you know what? It's only nine. It's 900 what you call charges, right? 900 counts of violent sexual acts, mostly girls around age 13.
Okay.
So now you tell me. Who didn't have sex with a 13-year-old ever? Anybody in this room? Didn't have sex with a 13-year-old? I mean, ever.
How do you find 900?
900 times. Well, he, it's probably like he had his favorites.
Multiple counts.
Sure. 200 on her, 150 on her, 12 on her, you know.
And, you know, that also...
Like they're lined up.
Yeah, right.
900.
Yeah, it's a harem, he said.
Anybody want to go on the
Ferris
wheel?
Blow jobs and...
You guys are great. You guys are a great team. He's convicted, though. The monster, he's guilty, more than 900 counts. And really, he will serve his sentence in a strict regime penal colony. This is no bullshit. I mean, you know, he won't even be able to keep his harem in there. And then 2 years after that, it's only 22 years and 6 months that he has to do. 22 years. He'll be out by the time he's 60 to...
Rape again.
What will the record be
to
then?
Break his record.
Yeah, what will the record be then?
You think we'll still be on doing this exact same show?
We'll have the exclusive on it. We'll be live.
Yeah.
He'll be one of the guests.
Yeah, the release of this guy from the middle of nowhere. Okay. So that was funny, the White Knight. And Johnny, how you doing? Johnny, you are a musician. You're from New Orleans, not originally, but you've spent some time there.
Yeah, I lived down there the last 4 years.
Yeah, and what's it like down there?
It's just picture your city and remove the police department.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. It's a lot of fun.
I heard it smelled like piss.
That too.
It's like this town smells like a giant shit at the end of the summer. So I'm really glad the summer's over. It's cooling off. Thank God. Because man, you ever get off the train in Penn Station? You're like, it smells like it's like someone's holding a shit right in front of your face. And sometimes that is happening. But even when it's not, it smells that way.
It smells like weed a lot above ground.
Now, who do we have in the audience today? I see you, sir, with the glasses. Where are you from? What's your name?
I'm from Whitestone, Pat.
Yeah, we've met.
Paladino Town.
All right, we've met. I feel like we've met. Have we met? Perhaps we have. Either that or you're here to arrest everybody. No, you're not in the government. You could totally run for office. You could be...
Thank you.
If I was casting the part of a congressman right now... I mean, eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
She was 13. She doesn't remember. No, she doesn't know where it was, but she swears she only had one beer.
All right, all 900 of them only had one beer. Thank you. That's a punchline that you wrote for me. Is San Francisco a comic there?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, how you doing, man? This must be the antithesis of everything you love, huh? Why don't you step up to the mic? Have a seat at the desk. We'll talk to you for a moment. You are. State your name.
Hey, I'm Chris Knatzer.
Nice. What's wrong with you?
There's. Where do you want to start?
So you're a comic from San Francisco?
Yes.
And what's the comedy scene like out there?
It's good. It's a launch pad. One of my friends, Alejandro Ochoa, I'll quote him, said, once you make it here, you've still got to make it somewhere else.
Uh-huh. Right. So it's like every other city, except here. it's so true, though, because I had pretty much conquered stand-up comedy when I came here.
Got it out of the way real quick, you know.
Yeah, it's, you realize they put you in your place, you know. They're like, well, I don't know. Even shithead guys, you know, like clubs that aren't worth a damn. Hard to get work here.
I think
don't move here.
People just go to those clubs just to be dickheads,
stay away,
too.
Please.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, now I kill everywhere I go. I haven't bombed since I was 3 years old, but.
Thank God for 13-year-olds.
Yeah, they really up your confidence level. Now, one more thing. I am just a huge asshole. What's your name again? One more time.
Chris.
That's what I thought. I almost said Scott, but then it was Chris.
Same thing.
And how long have you been doing stand-up?
5 years.
5 years. So do you want to do some stand-up tonight for the show?
You want me to do some stand-up right now?
I'm asking you if you want to.
Well, I've never said no to that question.
Okay, well, there you go. We'll have you doing some stand-up in just a few minutes. San Francisco style, right here.
Oh, my.
On our stage. We could set up a stage thing, right? Couldn't we? Okay, yeah. So we'll put them in the green screen in just a few minutes. Okay, so here's what you do. You'll make your way to the stage.
Sure.
And then once you're in position, we will come to you momentarily.
Very good.
Yeah.
If it's San Francisco style, does that mean it's all gay jokes or?
I think it means it's it comes with rice-a-roni as a consolation prize. Yeah. And so you'll have a microphone as well, which I think should be on. And we'll come to you momentarily. And so in the meantime, Johnny, do we have a clip of Johnny? Did we find that clip of his music video? Yeah. Let's look at a little of Johnny's music.
I'm broke because I spent all my money. I'm just poor because of the tax on honey. Yeah, I said it should all be free. But I guess God's a capitalist like you and me. And I got them.
Goddamn. That's from the Christmas album. Johnny, and where can people find your stuff on YouTube?
Johnny Azari.
Johnny Azari.
Google that's me, I populates.
All right. I like the way that sounds. I wish I could learn to say things in a cool way like that. My God, who is that on the couch? Yeah. Oh, jeez. I think we have... I
feel pregnant after
later on in the show, we have two additional guests. We have Nikki Sunshine.
Yeah.
Mm. Who has some checkered past type shit to talk about. Yeah, very sexy. She's, I think... Done some hand jobs for a living. I don't want to say that definitively because there may be another word for it.
Happy ending. She likes, happy ending.
Well, I mean, yeah, but I mean, even better than that, you know, like, like something. Is there a euphemism that's classier than that, like massage therapy or
shake and bake?
A good PhD. Personal penis massage.
Gynecologist.
Emptying your balls professionally. I'm really not sure. Yeah, no.
That makes it to the next.
Look, now you're talking genuine sex work.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Now you dressed up tonight, Rich. I'm a little disappointed. I like to see you all dressed down, looking shitty.
I feel shitty.
You look good though. You look with the necklace. You look like a guy who should have a cult.
I should. They're forcing me to retire now at work. They told me I've been there too long. I should go away. Get nice.
Oh yeah, because you're an EMT.
Dispatcher, 911.
Oh, right. You're not actually hauling the fucking thing.
Stopped caring, so that's it. It's time to go.
And then you. Hey, you know what? I'm Rich. If it means anything to you, I'm actually surprised you ever started caring. I'm shocked to know that.
They paid really a lot.
You know comics all over the country. This is crazy. And so we're about to see Chris. What's his last name?
Knatzer.
Well, you can't expect me to.
Good answer.
Chris, good answer.
Wow, Chris, will go with that's a good
Knatzer.
Knatzer.
I like good answer.
Yeah, we were to go back
to San Francisco and say I met the biggest asshole in New York City.
He's great.
And you won't be wrong about that. Hey, okay, welcome, Chris. Knatzer. Knatzer.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, thank you very much. It's a surprise and a pleasure to be here. I guess I'll just keep. You were talking about handies. I should mention that my girlfriend is a criminal. She's a prostitute. In San Francisco, that's 100% true. A bunch of SF comics have their own jokes about it. These are mine. simulating a San Francisco show. That's perfect. I feel right at home. I get that a lot. It's tough. I mean, I'm a feminist. I can take it. And if you read the reviews, you know, she can take it. But I do. I have a hard time. You know, I'm very supportive. But when she gets home. Late at night, that's tough for me. I always massage your feet. Even if it's stupid, it's like the only part that's not sore sometimes. I always spoon my girlfriend to sleep, and very often in her sleep, she'll fart. And very often those farts smell like cologne.
Oh, dear. Oh, it's marvelous. Marvelous.
All right. I'm glad most of you enjoyed it. A couple of you are just staring at me, though. What the fuck are you talking about? When I sneak off, deceive my friends and loved ones, spend my hard-earned money on a lady of the night, I'm not dousing my genitals with cologne. Now I'm pretty sure it's coming from their wrists.
Oh, from the fisting.
There we go. It is the sweetest, most tender anal fisting joke you're ever going to get.
Yes.
So I hope you enjoy
it. Involves farts.
It does. I got fart jokes, all the fart jokes you want.
Love it. Love it.
You want more?
You know what? No.
Yeah, I figured that was enough. It usually is.
I rather enjoyed it, and you don't have to go anywhere. Stay right there. Do you have any more jokes?
I got plenty of jokes.
Okay, we'll come back to you in a minute when the show slows down a little.
Great.
Let's go back to Chris Knatzer once again.
I guess it's slow.
Hey, do you know who probably dislikes farts the most?
Who's that?
Deaf people.
It's like a real sneak attack for them.
It's a stinker thinker.
That's the tag that works when the punchline fails. Always going to work. Stinker thinker. You need those.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm still on camera. Should I keep going? I thought I was just here for an emergency joke in case of...
No, you're right. We don't want to... We're really...
I don't know who's stealing my material on this coast.
I'm taking it for granted. Oh, no, that's Stinker Thinker. That's in the...
It's going up. That's in the guys from here wrote that down
technically
already.
Own that joke now. Yeah, you can kiss that one goodbye, Chris. All right, well, let's talk about Harvey Weinstein. Oh, my gosh. Is the case against Harvey's falling apart?
Oh.
Oh, man, am I the only one that's thrilled about that? I just find that so great. You know why? Because he just is universally, they're just sure, God, this is the most guilty motherfucker on earth. And yet, a third of the case just dropped away because of this Evans lady, Lucia Evans. She said, she told an investigator, well, she didn't tell an investigator anything. Her friend did. Well, let's just come back here. Just taking one step back. That she blew the guy for a part. She blew Harvey Weinstein for a part. He said, "I'm going to give you an acting role," and she just fucking.
I thought that's how it worked.
I mean, we all know that. That's why I'm not a famous actress. That's how it works. We all know that's how it works. I know. Come on.
I know, but I mean.
It's like everybody now, that has a famous role now is going to go back and say like, "Oh yeah, I see. I told you I didn't get the part for that reason." Come on.
Yeah, but the thing is. Now the DA knows. He was the last one to find out.
And he's pissed because he didn't get a blowjob. So.
Yeah. Sorry, there's Lucia Evans right there.
That is Lucia Evans.
Now look, does she look like a woman who would suck a dick for a part?
Yes.
Yep.
Kind of. Yeah.
Break your heart.
Yeah. Yeah. And then withhold a blowjob until she gets another part. Yeah. What kind of shit is that?
That works.
This is the rare good news for Harvey Weinstein. She's very attractive, though, by the way. She could make it without sucking a cock, I think.
One chick went twice to his hotel room or something. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, some of these turned into like long-term relationships. This was the one that was supposed to be the most what you would call the best part of the case, you know. It was this woman had to quit the case kind of suddenly because she's the one who did not pass this along. See, they knew this for a while. That's the problem. The investigator found out. He told the DA assistant, I guess, this Aluzzi woman who quit and took a different job last month. Shortly after the DA's office secretly disclosed its allegations against this detective. Now you have the police department fighting with the DA. You have the policeman's union about who knew this and who didn't. And you know the cop is telling the truth because they always do. And the DA is always lying because they always do.
Well, this must be pissing Cosby off.
Yeah, right.
Really, fucking up his headlines. I think he's going to appeal. But you know that Camille's really something else, isn't it, Camille Cosby? I mean, through all these years, he's always raping all these women, and she's right by his side. She's right there at home, right there at home. You know, say what you want about Camille Cosby, but she is certainly inadequate. Quite inadequate. Because otherwise, he wouldn't have to rape all those women.
Yeah.
Look, what's going on?
She's just there for that job.
Now it's time for
I'd say it is. Video. I'd say it damn well is.
Now that's what I call rape.
That's a good graphic, too. Let's run through all of them. Let's look at. Why don't we look at some shocking video? Maybe it's time to break away for a moment and see what the fuck is going on in the world of shocking video.
And he purposely wouldn't get stoned with me before the show because he was afraid he was going to mess it up.
Oh, he doesn't work well if he's not stoned. Both of those guys are like that. I used to be that way. All Sherrod Small and everything. Oh, speaking of Sherrod Small.
It's our shocking video, though. Keep an eye out.
Yeah, what is that? Oh, that's somebody getting hit by a big.
Oh.
The China videos are the best.
I thought I had a rough day.
Hey, I'm delivering food to someone. I mean, I tried to flip a bitch, and it was just not quick enough. Good Lord.
What is it, beer?
I can't follow the action. I don't know what's happened here.
It looks
shocking.
Like a beer truck fell on a person. That's the official story.
Oh, that's happy and sad.
Yeah.
There's no happy ending there.
Oh, yeah, get out of here. Hey, man, thank you so much. Thank you. Hey, Chris Canazzi. Chris the Nazi.
Canaster.
See you later, man. Have a good one. Really good meeting you. We'll follow up. Yeah.
Chris could answer.
Why don't you take care of him first thing tomorrow? Yeah. Well, we should say hello to the president very soon, I think. I mean, for Christ's sake, he's here. We can't keep him waiting. The goddamn president of the United States is here. I love it when the president.
Hello, sir. Hello.
I mean, it's one thing to clown. I mean, like, doesn't he get a big send up? Isn't there like a hail to the chief or do we?
God, Emperor Trump.
Oh my God, it's Donald Trump.
Patrick. Beth. Oh, Beth.
You're so grateful.
It's good to, Pat, it's been a while. It's good to be here.
Long time.
Believe me.
I like what you've done with the flag, Mr. Trump.
Look, Pat, look, we have achieved more in 2 years than any human being has ever achieved in a 2-year period of time in the history of mankind. Okay, believe me. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So many deals.
True that.
So many deals.
Yeah.
So many deals. The African American. Have you heard about the African American? The African American.
Yes.
I call them Kanye Americans. The Kanye American.
The Kanye American.
Unemployment, frankly, is bad. It's unbelievable. Believe me, it's insane. Like Kanye would say, there's leaders and there's followers, but I would rather be a dick, frankly, than a swallower. Okay? That is from the Yeezus album. I would recommend it. Wonderful album. Wonderful album. Especially for the kids.
Absolutely.
Love the kids. We're going to win the child vote in 2020. Believe me.
That's amazing. The child vote. That's a great idea.
You should see the polls I have with the kids. The kids, 5 to 10, love Trump. They love Trump. They love Trump. Okay? I tried to explain that to Leslie Stahl. She doesn't get it.
Mm-mm.
She doesn't get it.
No.
These people. It's fake news. It's fake news.
She's the worst.
She tells me kids don't vote. I say, Leslie, it's fake news. Okay, unbelievable.
A contradicting slut.
Quite a whore. And I know whores, okay, believe me.
Oh.
Nobody knows whores. Frankly, like I know whores, okay, believe
True.
Me.
Yes.
Especially in China.
Chinese whores, yeah. Yeah, lock her up.
Nobody breaks character like I break character. Okay, that I can tell you. Okay, nobody laughs at my own joke like I laugh at my own jokes.
Oh,
okay,
my God. No, we're gonna do laughing at our own jokes like we've never done before.
Like we've never done before. Believe me.
Yeah, you know, President Trump. May I just ask you? This whole Me Too movement has really been a pain in the dick. And I just want to say thanks for finally addressing the difficulties that young men are facing today.
Well, you know, Pat, I myself have been the victim of these people. They come out, they say things, they don't, you know, it's like we need Melania. Melania.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
I fuck Melania like 10 times a day. Okay.
Wow.
Sometimes 20.
And
imagine if Melania and I one day got a divorce, and she could say how Donald fucked me 30 times a day when really we only fucked 20. Okay, we need proof. Okay, that's all I have to say about that.
I hear you. Yeah, it's a real world full of snakes and snares out there. You know, it seems now you've been doing a lot of great negotiating on on the world stage. Let me tell you, people worried about your foreign policy, and I never was. I knew you'd handle it.
So many deals, Pat. We're winning so bigly. We're winning so much. The people really—they're sick of it. They're like, Trump, at least lose once. Make it exciting. Okay. Make it exciting.
Make it close,
Okay, make it close. Make it close. We can't be close.
Yeah.
We can't be close. We went too much.
By the way, what a stroke of class you gave the whole proceedings when you apologized to Kavanaugh. I just want to say, I know it feels like it's been a while back, but that was an important victory. It meant a lot.
And bad people need to get that look. Frankly, even if Kavanaugh, look, it was 1982. Everyone raped in 1982. It was a different time, Pat. Rape only became wrong like 5 years ago. Okay. 82, it was a better time, Pat.
So we got to, yeah. You
Animal House, Porky's, lots of movies, lots of people. Lots of beer. I've never had a beer, Pat. I don't drink.
It's okay. Amazing.
The only thing I drink is Diet Coke and this juice. It's a energy drink called Winning.
It's called Winning something. Yes,
it's Winning.
I hear you. Sometimes you're just sure it's going to be there, and then it's just not.
Yeah.
I know how you feel. You know, to me, your energy is astounding. You go like no president has ever gone. You're out there. Not only are you making all the right decisions, foreign policy, domestic, and then you're out there killing it. Like in Missouri, Topeka, Florida, Mississippi, everywhere.
This Friday, I'm going to be at the Miami Funny Bone.
All right. Yeah, that's
and
amazing.
Then next Thursday, I will be at the Chuckle Hut.
Yes, the Chuckle Hut.
In Grand Rapids, Michigan. It's going to be so big, such a big crowd.
At the Bob, yes.
To me, the fake news is not going to cover the crowd. They're going to say I bombed. They're going to say my jokes didn't kill. It's unbelievable. Look, I killed at the UN. Okay, who was killed at the UN like I killed the UN?
Nobody has killed at the UN like you have.
Okay.
In fact, even that guy who Yasser Arafat showed up with a fucking gun on his hip, he didn't kill like you did.
He didn't kill.
and you know, like, and you also, and you were unarmed, you know, to my knowledge.
That's right.
Now, you, my favorite part was when you said, you know, I've done more in the first 2 years than any president's ever done. And they,
than any person, Pat. Than any human person. Any human Ewing, being human has ever done in any 2 year period of time in the history of mankind and before and after and in between. Because there's an in between, like Kanye told us, time is not real. Okay.
That's all very true.
Leaders, followers, dicks, swallowers, believe me.
Yeah, I'd rather be a hammer than a nail.
That's right.
And they and they laughed at you even.
I ain't saying she a gold digger. But she is not messing with any broke African American low unemployment.
Okay. I appreciate your substitution. But President Trump, you know, you have, like I just said, this incredible energy. You've got this incredible ability to just embrace the role of president like nobody has ever done before you. And I cannot tell you how grateful I am that it's you, because there's only one you. Oh, and after
bad.
This, after, if this is as good as it's ever going to get.
Bad, it
it's
means
never
so
getting
much.
As good again.
Never.
Means so much, Bad. So much to me.
I ain't just licking your taint either.
Bad, I'm going to have you next. You next. You're going to be, you're the next Kanye. You're going to come in. We'll have a summit. We'll have lunch. Yeah. It'll be tremendous.
I don't know if I can deliver like he did in the Oval Office.
Oh,
I mean,
Pat, I'm sure you can.
That was a bunch of rambling crazy.
I'm sure you can't, Pat.
But it was good.
I've seen you at the clubs. I've seen what you could do. It's tremendous. Unbelievable.
Have you come to my shows in the
club? I sneak in, Pat.
Were you sitting in the back in LOL, the worst comedy club in New York City, where I frequently work?
LOL, look, Pat, we're going to redo LOL. Okay, we're going to make it bigger and better than ever before. Okay,
wow,
it's
okay.
Going to be called LOL Plus. Okay, Trump LOL.
I love it, Trump LOL.
Trump LOL.
What about West Side Comedy Club? Will you be coming out for that on October 24th?
Pat, I will be there on October 24th.
Right.
We're going to bring
now,
the
that's
whole crew.
What I've been looking for. It's just a little guarantee.
I mean,
that the President
be...
of the fucking United States.
That's right.
And I hear you're changing the name to the United fucking States.
The United... fucking states of
I love
America.
It. Yeah. United fucking states of Trump.
Cool.
That's right.
Do we have a little ad here that shows it? Because like this really puts it in perspective, you know, like what a glorious evening this is. When I tell you, and President Trump, please forgive me. I want to make sure they know where you're going to be.
Yeah, I'm going to be there August 24th. And let me tell you something. Did you see me praying? Did you see me with the freed, the pastor? Did you see us?
Oh, yeah.
We prayed because I'm a Christian person, Pat.
Yes.
I'm a Christian person.
Yes.
Okay, I believe in the Jesus, the Christ, who I believe was nailed to, I think, the cross, okay, in order to make America great again.
Yes.
Okay, people don't follow that. They don't get that point. Jesus was nailed to, he died because the people, because Jesus did deals, okay? Jesus was a tremendous deal maker.
Art
okay.
of the deal.
Amazing.
Art of the cross. And you know who nailed him on that cross? Fucking Democrats.
That's right. That's right.
Had Jesus, to be. Senate
frequent
Democrats.
Guest at Mar-a-Lago. Jesus Christ. A lot of people don't know that.
Oh, my God. And Pocahontas today. Can you believe that she came out with, like, zero Cherokee blood and claimed it was a victory? It's like they're gaslighting the whole world.
Unbelievable. But she was good in that Disney film with Mel Gibson.
Yeah,
she was.
Otherwise, it's a bunch of commie horseshit. Let's
That's
look
right.
at the ad, because this is a, you know who's on it? News whore Mandy Stattmiller. Oh, wait. We have to do my chick and my wig? Oh, my God. This is happening. All right. I'm sorry you have to see this, Mr. President.
It's okay, Pat. I'm used to it.
Oh, boy. Yeah, this is something that the Reddit people buy. And we have to, because they paid for this, right? I mean, they paid for this.
We have to put it in, you know.
Okay.
But I like it. I'd rather like it. It's warm feeling.
Oh, it's warm. Yeah.
There's a lot of warmth. Yeah, that's
starfish.
I smell that cologne. Yeah.
Reminded me of Chris's wife. Yeah.
It's starfish.
Yeah.
Oh,
a rooster and a...
All right, well...
From that new Predator movie?
Yeah, this is...
It's a cock and a vagina.
Just in time for... Okay, my chicken, my wig. We get it. Whatever the fuck that means. Thanks for the $500.
Oh, no. Where am I?
Show's really brought to you by cigarettes, of course. Cigarettes. Smoke them if you got them, and if you don't, get them.
That's right.
You buy a pack of these, and you are happy 20 times. That's right. 20 times, and you know what? Each puff makes you just a little bit more ready to leave this planet. That's right. Cigarettes. I don't know what these little horsies mean, but God knows they mean something. If you're not smoking, why not? If you're not smoking, you're not paying attention. Mr. President, we're out of time. Now, you can stand there, as far as I'm concerned, for the rest of your administration, but I'm sure you have other more important things to be doing.
I've got deals to negotiate with China and the people of the people.
This is
so bad. I'm going
to
go.
Very, very, yeah, this is a very quiet, growly version of Trump wandering to the right a little bit.
That's right.
Look at that flag. That's what the flag should look like. Listen, let me tell you something.
We're
going
to be redoing the flag, Pat. Believe
me. Would you mind blessing my Trump coin?
Sure.
I have Trump gold here.
Sure.
What?
And I'm going to, like, send it your way.
Sure, you got it. Pass it over.
Oh, she's
Rich, bring it over. Hold it in front of me like the Holy Eucharist.
Okay.
Bring it on camera.
The guy
bring
been
it on camera.
Okay. Church.
Hold it up. Hold it up. Hold it up. Hold it up. You're fired. Folks, thank you. I got to go.
Trump. Wow.
Take care. God bless.
This
God.
Is a holy coin now.
Yes, it is a holy coin.
God bless you back.
I think he blessed me too.
Good care of it. Yes. Yes, he blessed you too. Hey, Nikki Sunshine, if you're out there, if you can hear me, you can come in at any time now. We'd love to speak with you.
Nikki Sunshine.
Yeah, so see you right over. No, actually, Rich, would you mind rotating?
Absolutely.
Okay, thanks so much. Rich Carucci, switching places with Nikki Sunshine. Grateful to be moving. Wants to be further away from me. I totally get it. He's not fucking around with the desk. Okay. Straight to the leather couch. Hello, Nikki Sunshine.
What happened to the chair? The chair's like,
it's
like a weird.
Well, put your feet on the floor and don't fuck around. We'll have to get another chair. My goodness. Peter, why did you set her up with a defect
chair? You actually broke the chair.
No, Rich didn't break it. It must have already been that way.
The black woman, the broken chair. I get it.
No, you can't have it. You just sat in it for a second. You don't. We're not giving it to you. Please.
She's already looting the place.
He comes in, just like a black woman, free chair.
Yeah. You owe that to me, reparations, motherfuckers.
Hey, you know what?
Better you than me.
If that makes you happy, take the chair.
Thank you.
You look amazing, you have one. I guess a solo show. Is that what we're talking about? Yeah. And it's about your life.
Yes.
As a what?
Massage parlor madam in. Pat, I used to have an operation right across the street from here, 252 West 35th Street. The shit got busted. It was insane.
It's like most of the masseuses.
Right. But this block is like notorious because there's another Asian place that was busted often. 35th Street is gutter.
No
you didn't know that.
Why the studios
gutter.
Are here.
This was like one of the most gutter blocks in Midtown.
Really?
Yes.
How long ago was this?
Probably like maybe 5, 6, 7 years ago.
Oh yeah. Now it's only the comedy that's in the gutter here.
Yes. I guess so.
I thought anything on 8th Avenue was gutter related.
Well, I mean, once you get down to like in the Port Authority area, then it's a real shithole. There's a lot of sex for sale, but it's not the kind that anybody wants. it's the kind you settle for, I guess. But at this time, why were you in the gutter? You should have been in the highest heights, I would think. Were you not talented?
I think maybe just like a combination of like not believing, you know, it's like or I'm going to do this side job and get money. And I was auditioning and doing comedy, but it wasn't really a lot of money. And so I just kind of got caught up because the money is very lucrative in the sex industry.
The sex industry. Now, when you say massage parlor madam, what would you do in order to get paid?
Any number of things. I would give prostate massages.
Oh.
Yeah, that's when you put a glove on your hand and dig in somebody's butt and move around.
Digging the butt. Yeah, I hope you're looking at it in somewhat different terms, like not just like digging in the butt and moving around. I mean, like,
yeah,
she
definitely.
Said, yeah, she started with the glove.
So people wouldn't be grossed out.
Right, like Bugs Bunny. Yeah.
Okay.
She wears gloves.
Okay.
Yeah.
Look,
you have your fantasies. I have mine. Now, you can nibble a carrot, right? Mm. You so you would do prostate massages. What else?
Prostate massages. Manual stimulation.
Like a hand job?
Hand jobs.
Mm-hmm.
You have any female customers?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
What do you...
You rub them.
Massage their prostates.
Clit massages?
Yeah.
Huh.
Well,
Wow.
Would you be willing to do just one more since we're all here?
So, Pat, I have
Who's got a clit?
I have a story for you.
Oh, you have one.
I have a story for you, though.
I think.
I was on the comedy scene, and I was, you know, in the comedy rooms, but maybe some of the higher-level comedians didn't know who I was. And I had a comedian come into my establishment, and he didn't know who I was, and it was like he was so annoying because he was very talkative and like kept talking. And I just thought to myself, just shut the fuck up and lay there and get your massage. And he's like, yeah, so how much money do you make a day? Yeah, so do you have another job? So do you do this? Do you do that? And he pissed me off to the point where I told him his joke verbatim back to him, and like he went gray, and for the rest of the appointment he didn't say shit.
Man, what was the joke?
Wait, he's still...
No, I'm not going to... I can't expose... I don't want to expose people. I don't want... Because this person is married. I don't want them to, like,
get
in trouble. I'm not a snitch like that.
Okay. How long ago was this?
This was several years ago. That
he's not still married.
Yeah, I think he is.
Highly doubtfully still married.
I think so.
A guy who... How many times do you think he hits the massage? You think you're the only one? He's probably hitting
yeah,
massages all over town.
Probably.
That piece of shit. You know what? It'd be doing him a favor and her a favor if we just got this all out in the open. I'm trying to think of
I don't want to do that. That's not good business.
Did it involve get her done by any chance? Getting her done?
No.
Was it,
no. It's not... Anybody like on an A-list?
Oh, I know. I know what the
somebody
joke.
You would know.
Oh no, I know who it is. It's a. Did he have? Was this the joke right here? Like, oh, if you want to get laid in the village, you go down to the corner and turn gay.
Not. No, it wasn't that.
Not Natterman.
No.
I was just
turn
assuming,
gay.
I was just assuming it was you, and that was the reason she was on the show.
But I listen.
It wasn't me, was it?
No, it wasn't you. I mean, it's.
That'd be
not
funny if I was trying to get her to reveal it so I could get out of my marriage, and she's like, no, we're not going there.
It's not that big of a deal. I don't think it's that big of a deal, married men getting a sexual service.
Did he get the
It was a hand job. It was a hand job. No, he didn't get the prostate massage.
Oh, just a hand job?
Well, hey, I mean,
you must not be a very good comedian, because crazy comedians are into some crazy shit.
You should restrain yourself just a little bit, because let me tell you something.
I'm excited about this shit.
When you say
get to work.
When you say just a hand job, that really diminishes what a big part of what she does.
Oh,
you know
yes,
what I mean?
I'm
like,
sorry.
It's not.
Oh no, I don't feel diminished. I feel empowered.
No, he's saying like, you know, you probably do some really like great sex acts compared to just a hand.
Well, no, what I'm saying, a hand job can be, you know, more than just a hand job sometimes, you know? It can really like
a finger in there.
Well, you tickle the balls. I don't know. There's any number of things. Like, do you eat the cum when you do that? Do you a hand job and you just eat it all?
I don't eat anybody's body fluids.
Why not?
A guy ate his own. There was a client I had. He was a corporate guy. I would go to a high-end hotel in Midtown, and he would always put on that Little Kim song. You got it going on. Ding, ding, ding. I used to play ding, 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 ding. Now,
you have that song?
It was weird
white
because
guy,
he was
right?
such like a straight white guy, and he would come and he would eat his. He would want me to feed it to him. It was very bizarre.
The whole thing, huh?
Yes, but I did get
just feed it to him like that, or do you spread it on toast?
No, not toast, just raw.
Oh, you must have loved the taste of his cum.
I guess so.
Oh. Maybe he was.
See what he ate like beforehand? Because maybe.
No, I never saw.
Suddenly, shocking video is not so shocking anymore. Do we have anybody getting killed we can look at or something? I mean, for Christ's sake, something that doesn't make us feel
exciting
so
exciting enough for you.
No, it's not that. It's just that, like, it's getting so spicy. We're all getting a little aroused. All this cum eating talk.
All right, here is something that
my latest joke. You heard it? You know, pineapple juice is supposed to make your semen taste better, right?
I heard.
Yeah, so I've been drinking it for like 4 weeks so far. I can't tell any difference.
Okay.
You'll hear that joke October 24th. Look at this guy. I hope something bad happens to him. Oh!
Yes!
Well, now, I don't know. This seems a little uncalled for.
He's just dancing.
He was just dancing.
He was having a happy little dancing moment. Maybe he was mocking her before.
It was a shocking video, though.
That's... That seems a little unreasonable.
Jeez.
Now, if that was a man turning around and hitting a woman, we wouldn't laugh at that. We would roar at that.
It's the angry women mobs. They're getting away with violent acts.
Thank you very much.
It's the soy boys that are taking, you know.
It's the what?
It's the soy boys' fault for taking it.
That guy right there?
Oh, yeah. Well,
what's he supposed
didn't
to
look
do?
Like such a...
Well, it's Leo. It's his looks, huh? Coming around with that soy boy skin.
That's soy boy stuff.
Oh, man, I guess Johnny took off.
I think like, we can agree he looks like a douchebag, right?
Right?
And we're all happy.
Oh, no, yeah, his Urban Crew, 1986.
Brooklyn, you know he's never been to Brooklyn.
Where is this from? Do we know anything about this? Other than that it's a live leak?
No, we don't.
Okay, good. Let's move on. That chick has nice breasts.
Yeah.
Look at that. Mm-mm. Like, to eat some of her cum.
And a good right hook.
Yeah, for real. I mean, that she's ready.
She's ready for UFC.
There has to be some context to that that we don't have. If there's not, then the world just doesn't make any sense. Any more shocking video? Roll them. Let's go. Don't stop.
Here's something that's a little bit funny. Save us from our own New York City subway system.
Oh, look at
are
that.
Those crab legs?
Save us
those
from ourselves.
Those are crabs. Just somebody having some crabs. And that's not uncommon. You know, eating on the subway, I do it standing up sometimes, but here's where it gets gross.
Oh!
That's the shell. She's not going to eat the shell. It's fine.
I actually caught them on the train, too.
Is that a woman?
Yeah, I think it is.
That yeah,
is
that's
some
definitely
gutter
a woman.
Shit.
Because
she's
like,
wearing the leggings.
That's like, like everything
damn.
From the waist down was camel toe. The whole thing. It's like sitting
uploaded
on a camel
toe.
My goodness, what? You know what though? Peach is her color. She looks fly in peach. No question. Do we have any more? I know we do. I know we got 100 of them.
Yeah, 100.
It's a bunch of crazy Oh, how about that Alyssa Milano video that's actually funny? Did you find that?
No, I don't think that was in the build.
Oh, boy.
I'm looking real hard, but I did find this.
Charlie Babbitt made a joke.
A Jewish man was beaten up in what's being called a hate crime. That's right here in Brooklyn.
Just yesterday, yeah.
Dude, come here.
I think he's helping him across the street. I think he's saying, come on now, get up. You got to... That's why
those
nobody came to help.
Jews,
you know, they go, why don't they come to help?
Because
that's what happens. Now you're
it. Old. He's an old man. So, you know, he probably had it coming.
Yeah, he probably molested a lot of children. You know, that's what happens with some of those old Hebes.
A lot of those Hasidics do. I'm not saying all of them. But
hey, it runs in the
common.
Religion, you
yeah,
know. There's none of them around.
Tough. I had a lot of Hasidic clients as well.
That's sacrilege.
A lot, yeah.
And what kind of shit did they like?
Oh, some of them wanted freaky shit. Like a friend of mine, the Hasidic guy would come with his wife, and he would want my friend to fist his wife.
What? Well, you did what to him?
I didn't know. This wasn't my client. This was my friend's client. But I had, you know, other clients that,
you
know, wanted...
Actually, you know what? That seems pretty fucking reasonable now that I'm thinking about it.
Why?
Because, I mean, like, first of all, I don't want to stick my hand up her ass.
But she wants it, so...
And she wants somebody to do it. She needs a smaller fist, you know? My fist is, like, the size of a grapefruit. It's... I mean, if I go up somebody's ass with this fucking fist, they're gonna fuck. It's gonna kill her. She's gonna unravel like that guy who fucked a horse. So
if the community found out about that, they would be kicked out of the religion. They'd be excommunicated.
Well, it's a whole lot of them.
Well, I don't know. Right?
It's a lot
no,
of
it's
them.
True.
But let's not do anything rash.
They're very, 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 very strict in the Hasidic religion.
When it comes, right. Yes.
When it comes to fisting, particularly.
Right. There's well, you're big, from no Rockland fisting. County, right?
Muncie, New York, Rockland County. Yeah. Very large pit. Hasidic population.
So you grew up around all that.
I grew up around them. I talked to them. They infiltrated my government and one of them and got my town supervisor
arrested.
Okay,
I think this sounds very conspiracy theory insane.
No, it's true. The FBI came to my town hall and because of some Hasidic happenings that happened very, very...
Some Hasidic happenings
that happened. They were good customers.
I hate those Hasidic happenings that don't happen. Those are the ones that really fuck me up. So really, what self-respecting religion doesn't kick you out for bringing and your wife for a good fisting. You know what I mean? Money. They all do. That's not allowed in any religion, really. Yeah. So this would happen, huh? And he would jerk off?
Yeah, I guess he would. Yeah, he would watch. But we were like really bold with our operation. I had a location on 29th Street as well. And my friend, we rented out ballet studios. It was like ballet rooms, and there would be people would be doing ballet in the next room, but there were massage rooms. And I had one friend from Eastern Europe, from Hungary. She was very busty, And like the people would wonder, like, why are these girls running in and out of rooms with like Hasidic guys? And my and the girl, the busty
it's
girl.
It's the Nutcracker.
Right. Nursing. Exactly. She'd be like, oh, I'm his nurse, you know, and people didn't nurse. Say shit.
Like, let's not ask any questions. That old man, oh boy. So this would occur right next to where children were learning to dance.
No, they weren't children. They were like adults.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they were
always adults.
Yeah.
Now, what's the worst thing you ever did? Is there anything you ever did that you feel like, man, I kind of wish I hadn't done that?
Oh God. Let me think.
Thought this might have been a question you'd been asked before.
I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, like where you kind of go, well, that was even a little too fucking, you know. Like, let's say, for instance, I'm not saying you did this, but
There's
always a first time. There's always a first time you think that, but then you do it again.
Yeah.
It depends on what you're getting paid.
My friend and I made this guy, like, we smeared him with, like, makeup all over his face and made him strip down and, like, we made him clean up and we basically, like, spit on him and dehumanized him and, like, made him lick the toilet and stuff like that. And he wanted that.
Dehumanizing.
Yeah, we dehumanized him. And he had a knife, a butter knife, attached to his balls. And he would want us to simulate...
Spread his balls onto...
No, castration. He wanted to be castrated.
Oh, simulate castration.
Well, not really do it, because I don't want to go to jail for somebody else's free...
No, that would certainly be extra.
How was it attached to the balls, like string or tape?
String. I didn't do that. He did it himself.
It's probably, some kind of weird little G-string outfit he came up with, I'm imagining. I mean, I don't
know. You can get it on Amazon.
I mean, he wants it to be painful.
But I had,
I mean, a butter knife.
Let me say this. I had my boundaries. Like, a lot of people wanted to be, like, human toilets and stuff like that. Like, I draw the line at doo-doo. Like, I'm not doing that.
Piss you'll do.
Piss you'll piss on him.
All day long.
All day long, piss. But, no but, shit.
But fecal matter? No, I'm not.
Did
doing
you put
that.
Up a sign to that effect?
No.
Do you have a rubber room for the piss clients?
I'd say you just have a mop, right?
No, you just put them in the shower.
It's not like they're in the Ritz.
Put them in the shower.
Put
what about in, the bit? Where do you?
Put oh, them
you,
in the tub.
Yeah,
you
they lay
in the tub.
Yeah.
But if you go hang out with the Proud Boys or whatever, you can just get piss thrown at you.
Yikes.
That's true. That's true. That's true.
No thanks. But anyway, Pat.
Yes.
This, my one-woman show is about my true life.
You should have more women in it.
More women?
Yeah, and more rooms and invite people to come.
No.
Like a reenactment.
No.
I'm talking about just an...
It's not an interactive drama.
And you've left that all behind you now.
I've left that behind. Now I'm done with the business. The cops shut me down.
A lot of people say once a whore, always a whore. And I'm not calling you a whore.
Probably so. I'll take that. But now I'm only a whore for one person.
Oh, who's that? The Lord Jesus Christ?
Yeah.
Now I'm only a whore for Jesus.
Yeah, exactly.
Joking,
if you let
of course.
Harvey Weinstein out, would you be a whore again for a part?
No.
Well, see.
And hold on for a second. Now, I'm not, like, I don't put down women that do what they have to do to get money. And they're whores at different levels.
Yeah.
Halle Berry, she slept with people to get her parts. She did whatever. People want to call her a whore. I'm not judging.
No.
So people want to look at prostitutes that suck dick for money and be like, oh, she's this, she's that. I'm sure you've had a sugar daddy or somebody's done something for you or
married.
Whatever.
She's a virgin.
I'm married.
She's a virgin.
Well, you weren't married your whole adult life.
No. You guys are going to fight. I can tell. This is a bad idea.
You know what I mean?
Bad idea.
Right.
Two women on the fucking thing at the same time. Never again. Never again.
Yeah, right.
They have too much in common. And also not enough. Listen, Nikki, your show is October what?
October 21st at 6
21st. And that is
Sunday. It's a Sunday.
Sunday.
Lord's Day.
If you can't make it, Sunday, Broadway Comedy Club, 6 p.m. And I know there may be a flyer for it, but I don't think that we have it. I don't think that we...
I didn't bring it.
No, it's okay. because we're going to say it over and over again. 6 p.m., write it down, Broadway Comedy Club, and your show is going to be, I can tell, it's going to be super entertaining.
Yeah,
it is. Is that up in the Red Room?
Yeah, upstairs.
Okay. Now, that's the best room at Broadway Comedy Club.
I like that room a lot.
I do, too. It's got a piano. It's very classy. They've redone it. It's, like, really, really cool.
I feel safe to, like, do different material in that room and just to really strip down and say whatever the fuck I want to say.
Yeah, exactly. I did my one-man show there, too.
Did you?
Years ago. Yeah. Oh, it was okay. A little thing about, similar thing. It was about relationships and stuff like that. It was called Bitches Be Stupid, Damn.
Okay.
That was the title. I just wanted people to have to call and say, all right, I need to order two for Bitches Be Stupid.
Damn. Ironically, my apartment is a block away, or was a block away, from the Broadway Comedy Club, where, I mean, we made money in this apartment. Like, girls running in and out. And my apartment was right
she's telling
next
everybody
to
secrets.
The Late Show, the Ed Sullivan down. Theater. That's right. Where my apartment was.
Listen, I want you to come back soon and tell us some more stories.
Oh, God. I can't even tell them. I mean, there's so many things I didn't put in the show. A lot of this, I have stories for days.
Right. Looking forward to it. Thank you very much, Nikki. You're an amazing guest. Lauren, you are also here. You're an extraordinarily intelligent, talented, and clever individual. You don't have any dates to plug,
because
you're just a fucking solid, true New Yorker, and I find that fascinating. And so does everybody who watches the show. And Johnny had to leave. We had Chris here. Chris, how did you meet Chris, Rich?
I was working the Dark Horse Comedy Club the other night in Broadway, Saturday.
You got a mic there, Chris?
Rich. I know, it gets
Rich.
Confusing.
Got I thought you said Chris. My bad.
I mentioned Chris, and then I said Rich. Brought to you by cigarettes.
They were working, they're on a tour, the Hardy Boy tour from San Francisco. They're going around the country, and I was at the Dark Horse last Saturday doing a spot.
I love the Dark Horse.
And then after that, I went to Broadway. They were there, too. They're real funny guys, just three of them traveling together and an entourage, so we hung out for a while. And
three guys out on tour.
And a couple people hanging out with them. They look like
sort of an entourage. Well, the guy had a very, mild-mannered, pleasing style of comedy. Not my cup of tea.
The other guys were more adult-orientated. So
it's pretty.
They all look alike, too. They got the beards, and they look like different sizes of lumberjacks.
It's a real stinker thinker.
I'm not sure.
That's all we're ever going to remember.
Yeah, we have, so that's awesome. And Rich, you going to be anywhere this weekend? You want to talk about?
I'm at Broadway, every week, Wednesday, Thursday nights, closing out Broadway Comedy Club.
Really? Every Wednesday and Thursday at Broadway?
Yeah, it's,
Who books that?
Al Martin.
Oh, yeah.
He makes the old guy go up last. I got to wait for everybody, and hopefully the people are still hanging out.
Right. After all that shit they just sat through.
Yeah, and I go up and I hug individually each one of them like they've been through.
Comfort them afterwards. Disaster.
And they greet you as if you were a drink of water in a desert.
We cry together and then we go our separate ways.
Well, good luck on the marriage.
Oh, yeah. It's
but end soon for good.
Yes, please. I don't know what the hell's
going
on.
No, both of us. Why are we still here with these fucking women?
I don't know, man.
You got to hit the road.
I don't know.
Go out there and be somebody.
I guess.
I mean, what's the point of all this shit, right? It's a waste of time.
We're gonna be telling me I'm too late for the hand jobs.
Give me another 12 years. It's gonna all be commie, totalitarian, fucked up shit. I mean, once Trump's done, that's it. Who's gonna pick up that fucking mantle and run with it? They're gonna take his shit apart in no time.
That's it.
It's a shadow government running things anyway right now for Obama. Yes, I don't give a fuck what you think about it. I know you're with me. Oh, boy. Well, this was Crime Report. You can put it in your dick hole. I was nervous here.